The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Tietelbaum, George Rock, and a special treat for tonight, the piano magic of Jan August. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers dedicate their next number to the arrival of spring, capturing the flute-like notes of the meadowlark and the trill of the nightingale as they play Ain't She Sweet?
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze saying hello for the Spotlight Review. Yes, spring is really here. You can tell by the women's hats. Today I saw one woman wearing what I thought was a banana cream pie. But I was wrong. It was lemon meringue. Anyway, it's really great to see you. Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Jonze, but I'd like to get a job with your orchestra.
Are you a good musician?
Am I good? Why, one of the biggest band leaders in the country is after me.
Really after you, huh? Who are you with now?
The band leader's sweetheart.
I'll bet in the next election he'll vote as a registered moron. But here comes a gal who is the quintessence of feminine pulchritude, superseded only by the ethereal transmutation of her vocalizing. The Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you, everybody. Spike, that was a wonderful introduction. Did you mean all that?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what I said. But here, Dorothy, in honor of spring, I brought you this beautiful corsage.
Oh, gee, thanks, Spike. But this is a very peculiar-looking bouquet.
Well, other guys give orchids, but at least I'm original. I grow these myself. They're very difficult to raise. It takes about 9 weeks to grow.
9 weeks? How do you grow them?
Oh, you just put a sweet potato in a glass of water and wait.
Say, you always give girls that kind of flowers?
Oh, sure. I used to send them to one girl I went with, and she saved every one of them. She pressed them in a book.
Really? What'd she send you?
Oh, she used to send me chocolate-covered caramels. I saved them, too. I'd show them to you if I could only get this book open.
You must have thought a lot of each other.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. We were practically made for each other. I was 5'8", and she was 8'5". But she ran away and did an act with a magician who used to saw her in two. Now she's his wife.
You mean to say he married a woman he used to saw in two?
Yep. Now when he sees me, he always asks me to come up and say hello to the better half.
Guys, some people have the most peculiar occupations. Like some members of my family, for instance.
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I can tell you better in this little song. It's my latest Columbia recording called The Sample Song. So it's called.
My papa works in a pretzel factory attending to bending. I'm thirsty, it seems, even in my dreams, because they keep bringing samples home. My grandma works in a patch quilt factory. She matches the patches. My clothes are a sight, purple, pink, and white, because she keeps bringing samples home. And there's my silly old cousin Willie. He makes donuts all day long. I sample donuts till I go nuts. No wonder I sing the sample song. My uncle works in
in the money factory inspecting, collecting. I heard a man say that he's gone away because he kept bringing samples home. Cousin Lizzie, she works making cheese all day, and how her cheese is till the breeze is, you can tell where we live a mile away. My brother works in a corkscrew factory, a twisting and twisting. I'll have to admit I'm afraid to sit, because he keeps bringing samples home, sweet home. He keeps bringing samples home. Ouch!
It's a good thing one of them didn't work on a skunk farm. We have for you now a City Slicker arrangement of a currently popular song entitled Slap Her Down Again, Paul. In this song, we've interpolated a bit of real old melodrama. The cast and the disorder in which they appear will be myself as Pa, Sir Frederick Gass as Nell, George Rock as Little Bunky, Joe Syracuse as the villain, and Freddie Morgan as the sheriff. The story points up a moral and shows how a quiet, sober-minded, clean-living citizen can become a wild, free-spending, riotous living person. That is, providing he gets the breaks. We give you now Slap Her Down Again, Paul. It's been a long, long time since Vanelli eloped. Always had a hunch that she was low. She up and married with a city slicker. His ways made you sick and his face made you sicker. She left that night and stole all the food. Took a side of bacon which she hid in a stew. But I wish she was home again like she was before. Who's a knocking at my door? Fly cracky and well, well, well.
Don't you know me, Paul? It's your little daughter now.
Where's the city slicker, the low-down coyote? First name Joe, last name Syracuse.
He's a slick-tongued devil and he lied with me. He had more women than cracked up cheese. He left me one night when I was forlorn. The very same night Little Bunky was born. Whack, 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 whack.
Is that there, Bunky?
Yeah, on to New York.
You should have sent him back and kept the store. Get him off this farm within an hour. If the cow see a kisser, it'll turn the milk sour.
Gotta keep him, Paul, or I'll lose my senses.
Give him away and chew the consequences.
Quack, 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 quack.
Here comes the villain, Joe the Louse. Let's go hit him right out of the house.
Hoity toity, me now, Judy. How'd you get away from me?
Hey, Judy, but I knew I'd find you, and I'll show you no mercy. You're coming with me back to Newark, New Jersey.
Ain't he going to Jersey with you? I'm through. Why, Judge has more things than you can do.
You gotta come back, cause you left me in the quandary. I had to dry the dishes with my last month's laundry.
Haunt
her
now, and if he
go
to tell, the villain to go to Jersey or straight to
now. Now listen, you. I'm the boss in this house, and I got no room for a doll very loud. Get back to Jersey. This is your last chance, or you'll be picking buckshot out of your pants.
Take your hat off.
Pardon when you mention my state, and you listen to me, you reprobate.
You know I can do you heaps of harm, because I hold the mortgage on this gosh darn farm.
You can have the farm, but not my Bunky.
I'll take the farm and Bunky by, hunky.
Here's the place. Here I am, sleeping in my new diaper. I kick you in the face and bring the needle stuck from the darn thing holding my diapers up.
a mule with a heavy load.
Ain't no mule, you got time for you. Can't you tell by my badge on the constable? What did Joe do? Come now, tell.
Well, he ain't done right for a little now.
Well, I'm the law, and I'll settle this case. I'll wipe the file off Syracuse's face. You told her fine, you left his daughter. You pay her peppy $1.25.
Well, thanks for mercy. $1.25? Wish I had another daughter.
$1.25, make him pay. Hold it, relax. That's all I got left after income tax. And to make amends for the harm I did y'all, I'm going to take Nell to a dancing hall.
Give her a new coat and tear-tuck a and we'll dance to the music of the
beautifully done, Spike. Where'd you ever learn to do that Western talk?
Why, Dorothy, I used to have a home on the range, but they threw me out of my home on the range.
Why?
I said a discouraging word. But right now, let's welcome a young man who is at home in any range, on the piano, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan August.
Thanks, everybody, and you too, Spike and Dorothy. Spike, I liked your Western melodrama, too. In fact, I get many a musical inspiration from Western scenes.
Really?
Well, who wouldn't? Gosh, out there you get a horse ride for hours into the sunset, and everything in front of you is purple and gold.
Yeah, and everything in back of you is black and blue. Well, Jan, what are you going to play for us tonight?
What song would you like?
Well, I...
Just a minute, gentlemen, If you're looking for songs, where are your men?
Yeah, we got all kinds of songs.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you guys?
Would you mind reaching into this pocket for my card? My hands are all covered with fingers.
Okay. Let's see. Do and Ray Fasol. S.R. What's the S.R. for?
Songwriters. What do we look like?
Well, you look like a couple of unconfirmed rumors. What songs have you ever written?
You hear that, Do?
Yeah, let's show them, Ray. Here's one of our songs.
When I wore a tulip, a bright yellow tulip, my clothing is so gal darn high.
Really, after all,
oh, you don't like that one? We got another one. Hot off the griddle. Listen.
Let me call you sweetheart, cause I called you everything else on Ricky today.
Now, never mind. Grammy, too.
Oh, cause I called you everything else.
What in the world was that?
I don't know, but I'm going to keep the door locked from now on, I'll bet you. Jan, I'm sorry about that interruption.
Oh, that's all right, Spike. Have you decided what you'd like me to play?
Dorothy, what would you suggest?
Well, I'm sure we'd all like to hear Jan's famous recording arrangement of Oye Negra.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jan August plays Oye Negra.
Thank you.
As usual, terrific, Jan. Jan August will return for another demonstration of his piano magic. Right now, here's Joe King.
The Coca-Cola Company and your local Coca-Cola bottler have asked me to extend to you and your family their very good wishes for a happy Easter.
Of course, that goes for all of us here on the show. Friends, the spotlight now turns to... Who can that be? Come in.
We pledge our undying loyalty. We have 9,263 members. My name is Georgie.
For a minute there, I didn't think you'd make it. Yes, Georgie, what can I do for you?
I've got a poem in my dome.
Another poem? How do you do it, Georgie?
Oh, Mr. Jones, with me, it is a habitual ritual to capture the rapture of any figure of a spiritual nature.
I see. All right, Georgie. All right, let's hear the poem, huh?
Jones, your face reminds me of a beautiful chrysanthemum. And your music thrills me like the national anthem. Of all the band leaders, you are the superior. Why, none of the others can even come near you. When it comes to playing the famous musical, you stand out above the rest like a wart on a pickle.
I think I'll nominate him for the Bard of the Network. Why not? He's been barred from every other network. Right now, the spotlight picks up Dorothy Shea as she sings Hooray for Life.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Other infirmities die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. It's the wonder of the world. It's a rocket to the moon. It gets you high, it gets you low, but once you get that glow, oh, some trust to fake for love, others have to take off and wait for love. Some go berserk for love, loafers even go to work for love. Some find soft for love. People have an open bond for love. Some say we pay for love, just the same we pay for love.
Wonderful, Dorothy. It's my pleasure now to introduce a young man who, in the recent Academy Awards selections, was chosen as the runner-up. When Ronald Coleman won, this young man was chosen to run up and tell him. Here he is, Doodles Weaver's Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you, thank you. As it is spring, I shall sing when it's springtime in the Rockies. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, for the boys at Mount Alto Hospital, Music Maestro Eddie Cook plays Springtime in the Rockies. Eh? When it's rock time in the springies, when the spring rock in the timies,
sir.
When it's time struck in the rickies, I'll do time for serving Mickey's. Maybe I better start again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming black and blue. I'll be coming back with goo, for the glue, scotch tape, a tapeworm, a worm. You hear about the centipede with a wooden leg? Here's how a centipede with a wooden leg goes. 99 thump, 99 thump, 99 thump. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. sweet little heart, heart a little sweet, little strong heart. No, strong heart, no. That's a pig, or a dog. No, it's a pig, yeah. We got a pig at our house named Evershark. That's his pen name. He writes an invisible oink. But his father's an awful bore.
That's a joke.
Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes crossed in two. No, with your bony eyes so blue. No, bony eyes, no. With your iny bones, bones. Them bones, them bones, them bones, don't, don't. Five bones down, you put bone connected to the big bone, and the big bone connected to the hip bone, and the hip bone connected to the trombone, and the trombone connected to the wishbone, them bones. Them bones that kept walking and talking with other men. What was the name of them bones? Was it Chloe? No, Vestina, Francis, Vanessa. Sorry, Wayne Wicky, Linda, Jake, but Jesse, this is driving me insane. Wrong act. Once again I say I love you, as the birds sing all the day, when it's spring. I once wrote a song about spring. It was called, I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. Not done. When it's springtime in the Rockies, way afar, far away, afar, what they say, hey, they're away, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race? And there they go, around the turn. It's Lady Evelyn first, hastening Hackett is close, Daniel there doing great, and Banana Peel is slipping out in front. Banana Peel is slipping out in front. In the Rockies, far away.
Superlative Professor, now Jan August, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers present a seasonal medley with Love Your Magic Spell, Blue Skies, and April Showers. Thank you.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
We'd like to extend our sincere thanks to our friends in Washington for making our stay here a very happy experience. Right, Dorothy?
I couldn't have said it any better, Spike.
And Dorothy, before I leave for Indianapolis, I've got a surprise for you. Move a little closer, will you?
Oh, like this?
Uh-huh. Now close your eyes.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now pucker up.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now blow. I bought you this whistle.
Oh, good night, Cole.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Harmonaires singing their great arrangement of Kentucky Babe and some interesting new numbers from Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on the same CBS station with Percy Faith, your host Roger Pryor, and a special guest. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is...